Eric Scrum is the communications director for the National Motorists Association, based in Wanakee. He says the black box devices can record up to 10 seconds of information about the car, including speed, brake usage, turn signaling, seatbelt use, and if something mechanically went wrong, to name a few. Scrum says that though the black boxes are ostensibly for safety research, the lack of laws regarding the use of the recorded data could have other implications.
There's nothing on the books about these. There's nothing that says the insurance company couldn't deny you coverage if you didn't turn that information over to them. There's nothing on the books that says a car manufacturer can't force you to turn that data over to them either. As it is, the person who owns the data, meaning the person who owns the vehicle, has the least amount of access and protection.
Scrum says the police, courts, and car manufacturers all have the means to retrieve this data, but consumers do not. He adds that this means in the event of an accident, the data could be used to help prosecute the consumer, as has already happened, but not in the consumer's defense. Scrum says his biggest concern about black boxes in cars is that people are unaware of their existence, and so have no say as to whether their car's data is being recorded. He adds that California Congresswoman Mary Bono is introducing federal legislation regarding better explanations of what the black box is, what its data can and cannot be used for, and an on-off switch for the device. John Helgeson, Wisconsin Public Radio.